The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some Sadducees, those who deny there is a resurrection, came forward. Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush when he called out, 'Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And he is not God of the dead, but of the living. For to him all are alive." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, as I said at the beginning of Mass this morning, you are spared. You don't have to endure a homily from me. But Cambria is going to come and talk to you and talk through a video, and you will be amazed, as I was at the last Mass, of what you have achieved in the last 12 months.
Good morning, everyone. Well, if you've been around for a few years, you know that every year at about this time, just before Thanksgiving, we do kind of an accounting of what's happened in the parish over the past year, the state of the parish. And so I invite you to sit back and enjoy. Joy is very much the operative word this year. And also to see how God has directed our hearts towards loving him in the words of St. Paul. So enjoy. Has your heart ever sung unexpectedly for no particular reason except for the joy of being alive in God's world? Has the sight of a child playing or a beautiful sunset or flowers blooming stirred a feeling of wondrousness and prayerful thanks within you? One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit and a hallmark of the Christian life lived fully is joy, experienced through prayerful gratitude. Our parish theme this year is Rejoice Always, Pray Without Ceasing, Give Thanks in Everything. Joy is without a doubt one of the great gifts that Pope Francis brings to our church and to the world. Pope Francis reminds us that we find joy and peace in being loved by God, in encountering Jesus Christ who walks alongside us and gets involved in our daily lives amidst the pots and pans. Even with all the pressures and uncertainties that we face in our modern world, worries about jobs and school, our overscheduled lives, sickness, grief, and violence in our world, we know that God walks with us every step of the way. A healthy Christian has a sense of joy and gratitude, even when faced with heartbreak and with pain. Holy Family is a healthy, joyous Christian community in which prayer and gratitude are essential parts. I'm filled with joy as I reflect on the good that you have done over the past year, not just in our own parish community, but in the world at large through your generous gifts of time, talent, and treasure. Let's take a few minutes to look back in gratitude on how Holy Family reflects the joy of Christian life. Joy is at the heart of the encounter with God. It's through the Eucharist, as Jesus shares his body and blood with us, that we're called to share ourselves with one another in joy, love, and service. It's out of gratitude for what God has done for us that we joyfully welcome all to the table of the Lord, without regard for the things that might separate us in the secular world. It takes a small village to ensure the celebration of the Eucharist, a village of more than 550 volunteers each month who usher, serve at the altar, sing, greet, lecture, and minister at our 18 weekly Masses. For those who can't get to Mass because of illness or infirmity, 60 parish volunteers demonstrate acts of love and mercy by bringing communion to approximately 150 sick and homebound parishioners each month. Many of those who are homebound are able to participate through the live streaming of the Sunday Mass, which now includes the 9:30 a.m., 11:15 a.m., and 5:30 p.m. Masses. We said goodbye this year to Father Paul and Father Bob, and we welcomed Father Marlon Mateo as our new priest minister, along with Father Dennis Marr, who will be with us for more of the year than just the summer. Both Father Marlon and Father Dennis epitomize that spirit of joy and prayerful gratitude. Two engaging spiritual guides joined us during Lent. Approximately 400 parishioners attended a wonderful mission led by Father Richard Leonard. Father Michael Fish provided a retreat experience of pilgrimage here in the parish for 140 parishioners in the week before Holy Week. Our Lenten faith sharing groups continue to gather with 12 small groups and 80 people meeting at the parish or in homes. For the sixth year, we held the body movement Stations of the Cross before Easter. Deepening our connection to our faith, three Bible study courses took us through books of both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Prayer is an essential part of who we are as a community of faith. Pope Francis reminds us that the one who listens attentively to the Word of God and truly prays always asks the Lord, "What is your will for me?" We are blessed to have several prayer groups that meet regularly, if not daily. Our seasonal online prayer book featured reflections written by our own parishioners on the daily scripture readings during Advent and Lent. In sharing their spiritual insights and helping us to discern God's will, these parishioners make it possible for us to be virtually connected with one another through a community of prayer. This year, we held a 14-week Ignatian prayer series called Encountering Mercy, led by Father Tree Din. Father Tree has also been instrumental in working with our young adults, who have gifted us with three Tese prayer services, a beautiful contemplative experience of sun chants, meditation, and scripture readings by candlelight. Speaking of our young adults, they have relaunched their ministry, which is now called Trinity. They're working hard to bring both single and married young adults together around concerns specific to them, as well as providing prayer and gathering experiences for all ages. Young adults play a critical role in our community of faith. A source of great joy and gratitude in our community is the way in which we support the faith journey and growth of each person from the beginning of life to the very end. Last year, we baptized 157 babies, children, teens, and adults. 142 children and adults received their first Eucharist, and 107 teens and adults were confirmed. 136 catechist volunteers provided faith formation for 610 children, teens, and adults. Additionally, our K through 8 school provided an outstanding and academically rigorous Catholic education for 308 students. Our children's choir is a wonderful musical resource, not just for various masses, but also for our local community. The choir lifted up their beautiful voices at the first South Pasadena prayer breakfast, as well as at the War Memorial Building on Memorial Day. And a group from our Theater Arts Summer Program performed at the City of South Pasadena 4th of July fireworks. Always a community of joyful celebration, we found numerous ways to celebrate the joy of belonging to one another. Our Community Life Commission was kept busy with 4 major parish events: a very popular games night, a bingo night for adults, a summer screening of Star Wars, and the ministry fair, which hundreds of you attended and which spotlighted a multitude of ministries, thanks to the hard work of many ministry volunteers. The auction was a success again this year, and our Holy Family reunion was a night to remember. The Surf's Up Parish Fair was great fun. For 2 days, it truly engaged our community in celebrating the life of the parish. We've been blessed with the establishment of a brand new ministry called Indo Cafe, or Indonesian Catholic Fellowship, which reaches out to those who feel comfortable with Indonesian culture. Indo Cafe meets monthly for praise and worship and volunteers with a number of different parish ministries. This is truly a joy-filled ministry. At Holy Family, the joy of serving one another and of reaching out to those in need is embedded in our parish DNA. Through our giving bank, 190 volunteers took a pause from their daily activities to distribute over 277,000 pounds of food to over 200 hungry families. They also served an average of 145 lunches to the homeless each week. We recently made a few tweaks to the way we do things on Mondays to create a farmers market atmosphere for those we serve. Our Giving Bank staff works closely with the St. Vincent de Paul ministry to ensure that no one falls through the cracks and that people in need are housed and cared for. You may not realize it, but St. Vincent de Paul is the oldest ministry in the parish and can trace its roots back to 1921. We continue to reach out to those in other communities beyond our own. With the help of the annual Get on the Bus fundraising dinner, Burgers for Buses, and many volunteers, we were able to send 2 buses from Southern California filled with children to see their incarcerated parents on Mother's Day and Father's Day. The marathon 20-hour return journey to Folsom Prison in Sacramento was an experience for the volunteers, as well as for Bishop O'Connell, who accompanied the group. What a joyful experience it was to meet young Jimmy Baladre in September as part of our Mission Haiti appeal. Jimmy radiated joy, shared by so many Haitians, even in the midst of the direst of poverty and the havoc wrought by natural disasters, as he sang his thanks to the people of Holy Family for their generosity. Jimmy and the people of Haiti bless us as much as we bless them. You might not know it, but twice a month, a group of parishioners meet to sew dresses for children in Haiti. Hundreds of little Haitian girls look beautiful in their new dresses. This year, 2 groups of missionary teens, 31 in all, traveled to Costa Rica and Yakima in Washington. In Costa Rica, our teens built a home and refurbished the Bible school satellite. In Yakima, our young missionaries visited over 40 seniors and physically challenged people, assisting with house and yard work. Our partnership with our sister parish, Dolores Mission, continues to be fruitful for both our parishes. Dolores Mission is flourishing, thanks in part to the ongoing efforts and support of many of our parishioners. At Our Lady of Guadalupe, Holy Family volunteers continue to tutor students and organize the library. This year, volunteers established what has become a thriving arts program in grades 3 through 8. We've also launched a special needs ministry for those in our parish and their families who have special needs. The ministry seeks to provide additional support and or inspiration to participate at Mass and in other Holy Family parish activities. Recently, the ministry held a special needs Mass, which was adapted to make it more welcoming for our special needs brothers and sisters. We want to make sure everyone feels included and welcomed. Our parish witness of inclusion and compassion, which Pope Francis reminds us is integral to the gospel message, extends beyond the boundaries of our faith. This year, our Muslim-Catholic dialogue, which brings Muslims from our local community together with our parishioners to learn more about our respective faiths, hosted Father William Skularek, a Benedictine monk. Father William reflected on monastic life in the Catholic and Muslim worlds. This has been quite a year for construction and renovation projects on our campus. Our priests have beautiful new quarters in our rectory at 1534 Ramona. We completed a new outdoor learning center and improved our campus security, as well as extensively renovating and repairing the church building. The way in which you so generously share your financial resources with the parish makes so much of what we do possible. You can find our annual financial report in this week's bulletin and on our website. Thanks to your donations, our income of $3.46 million supported our broad range of spiritual, catechetical, outreach, and community ministries, and provided financial resources required to operate and maintain Holy Family. Your generosity made sure we continue to reach out to those in need in our community, to be leaders in liturgy and music, to provide comprehensive faith formation, retreats, and missions, and to embrace technology. Through Holy Family, your generosity was also able to extend our response of mercy and compassion beyond the borders of our own parish to many other worthy causes, as you will see in the generosity report, also in the bulletin and on the website. You gave over $626,000 through Holy Family to organizations that support children and families both near and far. In 2 weeks, I will ask you to make a formal commitment to Holy Family so that we can continue to sustain our parish and reach out to the community beyond us. Your pledge does help us to plan, and we want to encourage you to complete this step. Your gift of financial support, however big or small, as well as your gift of time, are important ways that you can show gratitude to God for the gift of faith that He has given you. I know it's easy to get lost in our problems and those of the world and forget to be joyful. It's easy to forget how much we have to be grateful for.
O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Whenever I start to feel down, I take a few minutes to remind myself of the immeasurable blessing of the presence of Jesus Christ in my life, and the gift of this vibrant, loving faith community of Holy Family. Just saying a quiet prayer in gratitude lifts my spirits and allows that gleam of joy in my heart to rekindle. Thank you, Holy Family, for being a source of joy to so many. God bless each of you.
In addition to being very joy-filled at being part of this community, I'm also very proud to be part of this extraordinary community of faith. And as I reflect on all that we've done in this past year, all that you've done in this past year in so many different ways, I'm struck that although we live in times that really are rather dark in some ways, both nationally and internationally. You know, we approach this election Tuesday really from a very divided perspective in our country, very sadly so. But I'm struck by what a beacon of light and hope this community of faith and other communities of faith represent for the world. So I just want to say thank you. Please keep pushing that faith out there, lifting up our faith in Jesus Christ with love and hope and joy in our homes, in our communities, in our workplaces, wherever you can, because we are the hope of so much in this world. So thank you for all that you do to bring joy and hope to those around you. It's immeasurably important, and it's part of who we are as Christians. So thank you, and God bless you.
Just before we continue with Mass, I'm sure you would want me on your behalf to thank Cambria for doing such a wonderful job and being such a wonderful leader and an inspiring leader. And I say Cambria for women priests. Yeah. Wouldn't she just be wonderful? She would put us men in the shade.